Tonight's shir, Siman Kuf Tzadi, Sif Gimel, Dalad, and Hey. Sif Gimel. Shi'ur Shtiyas Yayin, L'Hischayev Bevoch Achrona. The amount to drink of wine, the amount of wine to drink and be obligated to make a Bevoch Achrona, Yesh Sofek, there's a doubt, there's a question. Machlokes, Imdai B'Kazayis, is already a Kazayis sufficient amount to require Bevoch Achrona? Or is it a revius, which is three times a kazayis? Is it a kazayis, a third of a revius, or a revius? Lakach, therefore, yizor lishtois, be careful to drink o pochus mi kazayis, either less than a kazayis, for sure not, o revius, or for sure a revius, kedei listalk min a sofis, and there's no doubt. But in between kazayis and revius, you get yourself into a sofik baruch achrona. V'hocha yiash lishtois pochus mi kazayis. Now, you can't drink less than kazayis after benching. To call davish, it's our kois, it's our chlishtos yimenu, kimlalugmov. Whenever you need a kois, you need to drink mlalugmov. Shubro vivius, it's the majority of revius. Hil kachish the revius shalim. Therefore, he should drink the whole revius. So after benching, we say to drink a whole revius, because you can't drink less than kazayas, and if you only drink mlalugmov, you're in the suffix range, and then you don't know if you're going to or not. So when you bench, drink a revius of the wine. And then you can zuchah make a bracha achrona. Mr. Burris, if caught on test, shtiyas yayin, when we drink wine, v'wadin b'sha'a mashkin, this is true of any beverage. Yeshofik said you have the same shayla. This is not a unique shayla to wine. Any beverage you drink, what is the required amount for bracha achrona? Sifko on yud, imdai b'gazayas, some say it's a gazayas. Kama b'achila, identical to food we eat. The kaimelon b'chol makom we hold in all places. Shir achila b'gazayas. The amount of food to be considered achilo is a kezayis. Vehu kechatzi be half of an egg. Kavav b'sim tof peivav like on tof peivav. In tof peivav, it's actually machlokes. So machlokes teisvus in the Ramba. Machlokes we showing him is a kezayis a half an egg or a third of an egg. That's a separate machlokes. So food is a shir kezayis. And then afkamin with how much matzah you eat on Pesach and gets in this machlekes. For choylum, we'll make more mekel, and so on. Well, if he's according to this, b'mashkin, when it comes to drinking, yichuyi b'vorach achrona b'shish revias. If you say that a kezayis is half an egg, then a kezayis is a third of a revias. And when you drink a third of a revias, you have to make a b'vorach achrona on the drink. The revias hu be'a v'chatzi kido. Everyone knows revias is 1.5 eggs. Again, this is all volumes. It's the volume of the egg, the volume of the aleph. The ayin siman reish ayin aleph, if you give mashu kasaf, the yishom, mishtabu rabbi aloha, look in the siman reish ayin aleph, the alohas of kiddush, what I wrote over there in mishtabu, and bear aloha, because there's a machlekes, how to calculate the revius of as well. Sif konyin aleph. So the question by drinks is, do you go by kezayis or revius? By many halachas, when it comes to drinks, the shum revius. For instance, a nazir who drinks a revius of wine gets malchus. It never said in the Gemara if the nazir drinks a gazayas of wine, he gets malchus. The Gemara says a nazir drinks a revius of wine, he gets malchus. So can we extrapolate from that you don't make a brain of fashos or a main shosh on wine unless you have a revius? That's the shalom. The Gemara is talking about malchus. But can I infer back from that the same halachas you have a chachona?
Yom Kippur, what's the shear for liquid?
Lugmov. That's a different halacha. Yishuv das. Mishtabu asif ka'an yud beis. V'hocha v'chulu. Now here by benching, you can't drink less than kezayis. You have to have a lugmov kosher bocha. Perish. De b'shar shtiyos shehem v'shus. Other drinkings, which are optional. Yochol gam listalak min asafik. And then you could remove yourself from any doubt. Bim yishta pochim kezayis. As long as you drink less than kezayis or more than revius. The bezep hotel kol yam ba melavar chachrov less than kazayis. Everyone agrees you don't make a chachrona. Aval halcha bekosel birchas amozan. But when you get to the kaisa birchas amozan, he actually asks kain. You can't do that. The kiv on the ton kos since it needs a cup. So achal kapar mishtos malugmov. So you have to drink at least a malugmov. Shuro revius, which is the majority of revius. A malugmov is a cheekful. A majority of revius in the average person. For harba yos mekazayis, it's a lot more than a kazayis. Sifkan Yugim Shiro Vivias, Malugmov is the majority of Vivias, Hainu Ba'odim Benini. That's for the average person. Machzik Shi Urokach, his Malugmov, his cheekful, will hold that much. Alba Odim Gadol, Beyoisim, Eshar, Malugmov. Now, if it's a very big person, we'll have to go by his Malugmov. Kamakam lo boy lishtos tefei mevias, but he doesn't have to drink more than revias. So even though the malugmav changes for the very large person, the revias does not change. The revias is still a standard for everybody. Once he had revias, his revias might be less than malugmav. That's enough. Once he has revias, that's enough for chachmona. Sifkon yudal. So by benching, since you can't get away with less than gazayas, just drink the whole revias. Revias tolling. Ayin taz. Look in the taz. Shakasif, he writes, to the ikarat in kaimla b'mlo lugmav. The halacha we hold b'mlo lugmav is sufficient, and you can make a b'chachron b'mlo lugmav. With a figure, therefore, b'mlo shor sarak b'mlo lugmav. If you only drank b'mlo lugmav, if you only drank a cheekful, chayv levarch b'chachron, he should already make a b'chachron. Ed lechad chila yir lishdos revias, but lechad chila he should drink revias. Kedei letzeis a kliyam to be yiris according to everybody. Achen, however, you should know, kol ha'achronim docha dvarv. Not many, not most. All the Achronim argue with this Taz. V'halu d'kosh l'shoras revias shalem, and they say if you didn't drink a full revias, bein b'yayin, whether it's wine, bein b'shar mashkin, or other drinks, ein rashai levarich b'achrona, you're not allowed to make a b'achrona. K'dasa shochanach, like the shochanach writes. The Mishnah Berurah continues, Otis Gimu, the Achronim further agree, tein chilek bein shar mashkin, bein yayin sarv. There's no difference between other beverages or liquor. Even though when you're drinking strong drink, alcoholic beverages, you're satisfied with less than revias. Revias is not the normative amount to drink. Doesn't make a difference. No difference. Chum may no distinctions in shurim. Udalokit taz akamasim meishud. Not like the taz meishud, because the taz meishud says that if you drink schnapps, a shot glass is enough. And it happens to be many people follow the Taz. Even though Mishnah Berurah does not give any room to argue with, to agree with the Taz, the fact is many people did follow the Taz. And those are the people you see Shabbos morning, they make Kiddush, on a Schnapps Glezel, and they make the Brocho, and they make a Bracha Chrono, because that's the Shir. And many did follow the Taz in that regard. Siv Dalet. Im ha-mevarach in a roitza litam, if the mevarach does not want to drink the wine, so anyone who's sitting at the table should drink the right amount. So two people can't drink and combine the shir. But there is a mitzvah for everyone to taste. If you don't look later, hechas kiddush. Mr. Brewer, Sifkan Tezvav, Yitom Echad Mesum. But if the mevorich does not want to drink, then someone else has to drink from the table. Those who are sitting around at the table heard the bracha. He had a mahani team, so they can drink, and their drinking covers everyone else. Look in Biralocha what I wrote from B'kiva Eger. B'kiva Eger was bothered that how can you make a bracha and someone else drinks? If you're not going to drink, the next person should make the bracha pikof, and not you, not the mavarik, he's not drinking it. Then let the person who's going to drink the wine make the bracha pigaf and not the one who benched. So the Be'er Locha wants to point out that could be, we hold that since even though the halacha you don't need a kais for benching, but there is a mitzvah and a mufra bench on a kais, then the male, like any kosher bracha, make the bracha pigaf and someone else can drink it. Sifkan tezayin. Ve'ein shtiyas v'chulu, if two people drink, it doesn't combine for this year. Either he has to drink it, or one of the guests at the table, an amount that for him is satisfying and pleasurable. Which is Sifkon Yud Zayin Shiyita Mukulam. It is a mitzvah and a mufcha for everyone to drink. It's a taste. Only one should drink a malugmav, the rest can have a taste. Fine Hocha Ayim Chabarakli in the mitzvah Shtiyas Kais. Shochanach is discussing the mitzvah of drinking from the Kais. Well, if Yimash Abir HaMechaber L'El B'Sif Gimel, based on what the Mechaber clarified in Sif Gimel, so it says they suffic your lishtos revias sholim, to avoid sveikis, always drink a revias, lo yitzuyur masha kosa, the mitzvah and amuf, chashitim ha-kulam, then you can't create a scenario that the Shulchan Aruch is describing, that the best way to do the mitzvah is for everyone to taste, because the machzik revias, if the cup just holds revias, because the mevarach is going to drink the whole revias. Unless the cup holds more than revias, which today most of our mevarachos do. So if it holds more than revias, the mevarach drinks the revias, and then everyone else takes a taste. Sifkan Yudches Simon Reish Anaf. Look, in Simon Reish Anaf, Rama says the Yesh Misha Oimer. There's an opinion Tishtias Kulu Mitzar from the Malugav that you can incorporate everyone's sips together to create one Malugav. And this is a sheet of Tosfos. It's beginning of Arvei Pesachim. This is a sheet of Tosfos. Arvei Pesachim that everyone's drinking is Mitzar. Vayin Lekamon Simon Reish Anaf Sifkan Simon Reish Anaf. Look ahead in Reish Anaf what he wrote there in the Mishnah Berurah. He says that B'diavid will rely on this shita that the shear is mistaf. Seif hey, kesha mesubin besuda gedoyla, when they sit at a large meal, vein yoidim arechen agia kushal brachas mazal, and no one knows if they'll get the kushal bracha to drink, then kol echel me'amu supakim amigia lo, then each one who didn't know if he'd get the cup, tzarech levarach by b'gavin, he has to make it by b'gavin. Because he wasn't yoidzi with the mevarach by b'gavin, he never wasn't sure if he'll get to drink from it. Look back in Simon Kufay and Dalad. We discussed this before. The ones who are not sure if they'll get to drink should make their own bracha. We assume they didn't have in mind to be yotzeh. He doesn't know if he'll get to drink or not. But if those standing around, even a little further away, had explicitly in mind, if I get the cup, I want to be yotz with his bracha. Yotz him and say that works. As long as the mevarich niskav in the hotzi birchasol kol lachem asumen. As long as the one who said the bracha had a mind to be mostly everyone around. Many of them agree to this approach. But everyone has to be careful. If you want to drink from the cup, asmach birchas mevarich, base yourself on the bracha of the mevarich. Not to talk. Still they drink from the cup. You shouldn't have any interruption between the bracha and drinking. So it may take a minute to get from the wine. You can't talk during that time because you are relying on that bracha for your drinking. So you can't talk during that time.